thank both of you in the audience for spreading out so we'll take this more people. I appreciate it.
This is good.
Let's see. We had a line. It was nice. My name is Derek McCaw. I'm the editor-in-chief of FanboyPlanet.com, also host of Fanboy Planet Podcast, and sometime comics writer myself. So I have been tasked with coming up with questions to challenge these gentlemen. I almost said fine gentlemen, but I know Tom Galloway. And about characters that are celebrating the 0th or 5th anniversary of their creation from the Silver Age. Though they can be Golden Age characters, our questions are limited to questions to their adventures in the Silver Age. So why don't you go down and introduce yourselves, gentlemen? Then we'll start with the man farthest down.
My name is Mark Wade. I'm an Aries. My favorite color is red.
What are your turn on, Mark?
Clearly trivia, so.
Well, we know the list of world, that's a positive. Okay.
I'm Anthony Tolan. I was assistant production manager and colorist at DC Comics for many years, often in partnership with my wife, Adrienne Roy. Then I became an old-time radio historian, and now I'm publishing the Shadow of God Savage novels under my Sanctum Books imprint. And this month, I will pass 200 Shadow novels reprinted.
Wow.
And in December, I will finish reprinting all 182 Doc Savage pulp novels.
Wow, now what are you going to do with your life?
Black Bat. I've got 5 more years. I've got 5 more years of the Shadow.
That's a good year. Good thing to hear.
Black Bat sounds so cool.
I'm Len Wein. I'm a Gemini. My favorite color is Mark Wade.
That's a 128 crayon box.
So white. No.
David Oakes,
Okay,
I just came from the Lego panel, so I don't want to say that, because, they have lawyers. As a matter of fact, they have Marvel lawyers now, which means they have Disney lawyers, so.
That's true, there are lawyers everywhere.
I do have unspecified building material brick customization figures.
Hi, Peter Stenson. I'm a Libra, former comic shop retailer, and occasional comic book journalist for places like Newsarama, the late lamented Comic Foundry magazine, and most recently for Bleeding Cool. Also, I spend too much money on comics.
It's not possible.
So say we
all. I want to say I'm also Gemini. My favorite number is 3.
I'm Tom Galloway. I own all the Shadow and Doc Savage novels he's been reprinting. So I suppose we much work by
so the entire print run, that's been you.
I have no idea what astrological sign I'm in because I think that's complete crap. My favorite color is in for yellow. And I like cuddling in Mylar with Mark.
All right. You said the questions are then a 1965 Silver Age?
1956 to 1985.
Okay.
Cool.
Although I'm going to admit, I cheated on one that was from 1953, but you'll know very well what it is. And Tom is scoring again. Okay. Two types of questions. Toss up some bonuses. Toss up question, any of us can answer, which we'll be doing by getting these things.
Yep.
And once you do this, if you answer correctly, your team gets 10 points and a chance at a bonus question, which we'll come back to in a second. Now, if Derek is still reading the question when someone buzzes in, and the person who buzzes in gets the wrong answer, they get a 5-point penalty, and the other team gets to hear the entire question. Only one of them can still answer it, though. No consultation at any time on a toss-up question. Okay, once the team gets a toss-up question, there will be a bonus question. Those are worth 20 points, and on these, teams can confer and figure out what the answer is.
Okay. And you're keeping score, Tom?
Yep.
Is that fair?
No.
Okay.
Making sure. Never has been the best.
All right.
We have now killed most of the hour explaining the rules.
We got some time.
He's only got 5 questions.
I can write as many this year because I know. So I'm going to start off with the Joker. We're celebrating his 75th anniversary. He had a brief solo series in the 70s. Name the two Arkham Asylum security guards who crossed paths with the Joker in the first 3 issues of his series.
No.
Yeah, I stumped.
It's
Security guard jobs. That then wherever they work, the Joker robs the place.
Oh God.
Technically, Benny Kiss and Marvin Fargo. Okay.
I'm looking ahead to a final score of 10-5.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Came in the honor of having stuff from Mark Rowe. I'll take the bonus question and make it number two. The Joker's hideout in that series, the Ha Ha Hacienda, you didn't listen for the whole question, is called the Ha Ha Hacienda. However, he has a mobile lab, a Winnebago trailer, and it is called... Teaming the Spectre, who is also celebrating his anniversary, and Superman. Why did the Spectre have to stop Superman in his flying through space?
It's a bonus.
Yeah, but it's fun to push the little button. He was on his way to heaven, essentially, and the Spectre said, there are places you can't go.
That is right. Third time on me has answered the question about his other work. Aside from Cyclops' release.
Okay.
Which enemy of the X-Men first triggered Storm's claustrophobia?
I think this was the Irish Avengers, or the Chatterbox slash Black Tom Cassidy.
I think it happened to
Okay, we have sort of a team up because there were two villains in that story. I think it was Black Tom Cassidy and or the Juggernaut who were both fighting the X-Men at that time.
No. It's an issue number 96.
Did we not get a chance to?
No, it was a bonus question. But Mark, please, it would give me great pleasure to have you answer this question.
I'm not sure. It was issue 96. It wouldn't have been Vulcan. I'm not sure. No, then who was 96? Was it Vulcan?
No, Vulcan was a retcon.
It was a retcon. It's Kirok, the Shatterer of Souls of the Garai.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Surrounds her, and that's the first time we got anything. She has a problem with the blood spaces. Okay. Perhaps a simpler one for number four. Who turned Catwoman back into a villain? Yes, Tom.
Dr. Moon.
Not the Joker.
Yeah, using Dr. Moon's mental.
Dr. Moon's using Dr. Moon's. All right, I'll give it to you. Yes, okay.
He was consulting.
He was consulting. All right. I'll take that. Bonus question. I feel this is simple, but it's a little bit. What was Cyborg's nickname for Robin, since it's Robin's anniversary, in the new Teen Titans?
That's what I'm thinking.
Short pants.
So simple, I almost tripped you up. Yeah, short pants is correct.
Well, thank God it wasn't Dickhead.
Yeah. Because apparently in 40 years, no one ever commented before. All right. Here we go. A Spectre question.
Ooh.
Because I love the Spectre.
I do too.
Number five. Jim Corrigan's killer, Gat Benson, showed up again as the formerly homeless servant of which supervillain?
Hey, obvious?
Nope.
Clear.
So, pros, over to you.
We're thinking. You can hear the sound.
The Gold Tank?
No. The Psycho Pirate.
Oh, yes.
In one of the modern Psycho Pirate's first adventures, he got this homeless guy. Okay. And it turned out to be Gat. That's how he broke the spell. Because Gat realized he killed this man before.
Yeah.
And so then broke the spell of the Medusa mask. Alright. I'm going to just put this aside. No, I'm going to ask this. This is the next question. Another Spectre question. Of the 12 that I counted, of gruesome punishments meted by the Spectre in Weird Adventure, Mike Fleischer's run, name six.
Okay, that should be a bonus question.
All right, I'm going to skip over that. I will leave that as it, okay?
Yeah.
What was the name of Dick Grayson's girlfriend at Hudson University? Martin?
Lori,
yes. Lori Elton.
Well, one of several, actually.
Named after Bob Rozakis' wife. He was repeating the story.
Yeah,
okay. And we'll take that for that very reason.
Okay. Mark, which one was the psychic one?
Huh?
Which one was his first one in the psychic? Lilith's cousin.
Right, Lilith's cousin's name was, I don't remember.
I don't remember your name.
Yeah.
We wrote the two.
Alright, so you guys get the bonus question then. I'm going to go back to that. Those six.
And we can confer on this.
Yes, you can. Six gruesome punishments out of the 12 stories that, or 10 stories that Mike Fleischer wrote.
Alright, scissors? Giant
no, no, but right. That's a good tip.
Alright, giant scissors?
Giant scissors, that's part of
it. Buzzsaw
through wood, turning the guy to wood, and then cutting him apart.
Eaten by rodents.
Yeah, we didn't officially say that.
Okay.
It was tell from the question mark at the end. We weren't official.
Okay, we'll call that your seventh guess.
Melted wax. Like,
yeah,
melted wax.
And melt them.
Okay. So easy. Did we say shattered like glass yet?
That's it.
Shattered like glass.
Shattered like glass. The Swami gets turned into his own crystal ball.
Giant squid.
Four. Giant squid. Boat turns into a giant squid and eats the owner. That's five.
I'm in the covers in my head. Okay. There's got to be a second.
No, yeah.
Someone turned into a wax.
Yeah, somebody sort of melted.
That was the wax. One guy was turned to wax and melted. This was kids' comics in the 70s on the category of books my mom was already letting me buy.
It's really hard to believe that the Spectre was a hero in certain ways.
Six, you say, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not five.
I got a 12, so I'm going for. You've got five.
Randy Moore with the Reclaim covers, Adrian Keller.
Was there someone who was someone turned into a mannequin?
Yes.
Yeah, there you
Old
go.
Old Zeke, who was building mannequins, he turned into a mannequin, and then the clearance fee, the custodians came and set it on fire.
Well done.
So we'll take that. Also, yes. My personal favorites also would have included stuffed gorillas brought to life and beating someone to death, a rubber duck turned into a giant duck, the criminal named Ducky, ironically, and a supermodel who had been manipulating man and she was aged to death in a minute. So,
giant duck, though, that was a gimme. That we should have remembered.
Yeah.
So do you guys know Michael Fleischer and how twisted and
terrible works that?
I'm not looking for a lawsuit.
All right, I'm sorry.
But we do know Michael Fleischer.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And it was not unexpected that he wrote that kind of story.
Okay. All right.
Wait, it wasn't unexpected. Unexpected was a whole different title.
Yeah. That is true. Yeah, thanks. In the 60s, formed a one-time villain group of her own. What was it called? Yes?
Was it the Feline Fatales?
Very close.
Sorry.
Yes, Tom.
The Fatales?
No. Feline Furies. Legion of Feline Furies. All right, I'm going to go to an empty nest syndrome question for Batman, because it involves Robin leaving. When Dick moved out of Wayne Manor, Bruce set up a new charity to pass the time. Mark?
The Victims Incorporated Program.
Yes!
Yes!
Well done, sir. Thank you.
Yes. All right, bonus question.
Short pants. No, we didn't.
No. We did have some of those. I'm going to go back with this. Where was the first appearance of Madame Hydra, and which of Cap's sidekicks also made his first appearance in the role of sidekick?
It's a conferring thing, so that's
a conferring thing. Yeah, it's a conferring
thing. In the Captain America.
Give that to Ray Schneider for this one.
Captain America 110?
Yes.
By Tarantula.
Yeah, who was the sidekick for Captain America in that episode? Who first appeared?
Rick Jones.
Rick Jones in the Bucky suit, yes. So, well done to the pros. And after 10 questions, I've got pros with 100 and us with 35.
Ooh. Yeah!
Oh. Ooh. You're never going to let me host again, are you? No.
I will without my right questions.
Number 8. Number 11, because we have been jumping around. In the DC revival of Captain Marvel, a.k.a. now, to avoid lawsuits, Shazam, the world's mightiest mortal, who is the nicest guy in the world? Who's got that? Mark.
Sonny Sparkle.
Sonny Sparkle, yes.
Oh, gosh.
Bonus question.
Yes.
What did criminals use to duplicate his powers?
That would be Sonny's.
Sonny's heart powers.
I don't remember.
Niceness powers.
Yeah. Yes, the powers of goodness and niceness.
Yes.
Everybody wanted to give Sonny stuff.
Yes. So criminals wanted that power.
Right. I don't remember. And it's not one of those that if I think about it, it's going to come to me.
No. Okay.
You knows it or you doesn't?
Yeah, neither.
So I just want to confirm this. The court team is saying they know nothing about counting knights.
Right, exactly.
Well, you know, I think many of us have the t-shirt that said Mark Waid is evil. They actually took a reading under a scientist, tricked him into their home, and he did complete biometrics, and they developed a cologne that then sprayed its pheromones that would make people give things to them.
The secret origin of Axe body spray.
Yes. Yes.
All right, I need to know. Is there anybody in the audience who has known the answer to anything we've answered so far? God bless you, people. I want you to know that. I was starting to worry.
All right. Number 12. In All-Star Comics Justice Society Revival, the villain Vulcan, Son of Fire, shares a secret identity with a Star Trek character. What is it? Yes, Tom.
Captain Kirk?
No.
Clear.
Yes.
Spock?
No.
See, that was the obvious answer.
Christopher Pike.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, I love the animal.
Christopher Pike.
All
right. All right. I'll ask another question here. Number 13. Disguised as King Arthur, still in the All-Star Comics run, which supervillain lured Justice
Yes. Vandal Savage.
Yeah. Vandal Savage, yes.
Rats!
So then your bonus question, Tom. This is the one that reaches out past back to 1953. It involves Shazam, or worse, Shazoom. The Super Duper Man parody of includes Captain Marvels. Billy Spafon's magic word is Shazoom. That turns into Captain Marvels. What does Shazoom stand for? Mark, I will let you answer this if you cannot. I can see the sweat. He's trying it. I'm going to give him
okay, but to be sure, it's 7 letters.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no, I want the absolute wording that magazine.
Come on.
It's all about timing, people. It's all about joke construction.
He just gave himself a bonus 20 points. This is the.
We can give you oom.
All I have is oom.
S? So, yeah. If you can't give us S?
Stupor.
No. Therefore, you're out. Okay, so.
But I would listen to that solo.
No, I want Mark to do it.
Well, honestly, all I remember are the O's. Unless
yeah. That's all you guys
have. That's all we got.
That's all we got, too.
Yeah, you have the M as well.
All right, anybody else know? Let's turn us. Yes, you know.
Z was zeal.
Zeal.
M was money, I think.
Yep. So S is strength.
Right.
S is strength. H is health. A is aptitude. Z is zeal.
Wait,
and altogether,
wait,
is ox.
No, strength of.
Right.
Strength of.
Power of.
And the second O is ox.
Power of another. And the M is money. Because Captain Marvel says the dollar. Yeah. All right. You can tell again, I'm very obsessed with Shazam as well, one of my favorite characters. So, here we go. When the book Shazam changed to become part of DC's TV line, is the series, which hero did Mercury call upon to help Captain Marvel fight Dr. Savannah's bicentennial crimes?
Yes.
Minuteman.
Nope.
It wasn't Minuteman. It was,
any of you can buzz in on this.
Any of you can buzz in, but we can't confirm.
Yes.
So,
okay. I'm going to take a shot. What you've got?
Do it. Go. Take a shot.
Isis?
No.
No, darn.
Okay. Kid Eternity. It was the modern introduction of Kid Eternity. Later turned out to be Freddy Freeman.
That's really
Minuteman something, though. Remember Minuteman was definitely
hit that. It comes in later. Yes.
So. It was pretty well. They all showed up.
All right. Then the next question here. Regular question. What sports team in that same run did Mr. Tawny try out for? Yes, Mark.
The Detroit Tigers?
The Detroit Tigers.
I thought that was just too damn obvious.
Sometimes you gotta throw them out there. All right, so bonus question.
Yeah.
Also Shazam related. In that same run, Mentor became Uncle Dudley, so the TV character with a mustache. He drove Billy around to Winnebago, and that funny glowy device they gave a name to in the comics that the wizard Shazam gave them to call upon the elders. What was the name given in the comics to that device?
Okay, it's not cable TV.
No.
It was HBO.
It's not
have watched the show?
I don't know.
I watched it because my friend Lester Mayne was one of the stars.
There you go.
Stop the band.
All right. It is the Eternal Phone.
God.
I knew that one.
Hooked up the internet. Next question is JSA one. Only four heroes appear in both the first JLA-JSA crossover and the last one that was pre-crisis in 1985.
Wow.
Who are they?
Four answers or eight answers here?
Four. Only four, because it is. There's only four characters that appeared in both. The first one and the last one before we became post-crisis Earth. Funny thing is, I think that you actually wrote that question in your list, too.
No, I didn't. I wrote something similar about that.
Is that a toss-up or a bonus?
Oh, it's a toss-up.
It's a toss-up.
Yeah.
It's a toss-up.
Wow. We're just all stumped.
You got three, go.
Yes, Tom.
Flash, Green Lantern, Dr. Fate, and...
No, you're already wrong.
Okay.
Green Lantern's not in... Yes, Mark.
Hawkman.
Golden Age Hawkman.
Because he was in every single one. Right?
No, he wasn't.
Except actually. For that one. Chuck.
Next year we're playing with some boxing gloves.
Wonder Woman?
No.
No, sorry.
It's Hawkman. Yeah, Earth 2. It's Earth 2 Flash. Dr. Fate.
Right.
And actually, these are all characters celebrating anniversary, just that weird little side thing. And the Martian Manhunter, first appearance in 1955.
Wow. Oh, which I was going for all four.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what I thought as well.
Then I'll throw an easier one back in.
Please.
Which non-mutant superhero, this is celebrating the Juggernaut's anniversary.
All right.
Which non-mutant held the X-Men, yes?
Human Torch.
The Human Torch. Helped the X-Men defeat the Juggernaut in his first appearance.
Nice.
All right. It's a Metamorpho one because he's...
Bonus.
But this is the bonus question. This is the bonus question. It's Metamorpho related. In the story, the Freak and the Billion Dollar Phantom, Metamorpho had to save Washington from a villain who goes by three different names in the story. It's a bonus, so it's just the fans. Right. Name two. Two of the three.
The only thing I can come up with is the first Metamorpho. So there's Metamorpho and Agapetron or something like that?
It would help get the issue. It's first issue special number three.
Wow.
Which case I wrote. I think. I've seen somewhere in number 16, the original, but I got nothing on that.
Animal Man, Vegetable Man, Mineral Man?
No. 20 questions, man. It's the Phantom of Washington. His real name would be Dr. Achille Destiné. And then he's called by Metamorpho Doc Destiny, but not to be confused with the actual JLA villain, Dr. Destiny.
Of course.
Not to be confused with that.
No. All right. But here we go, and we'll make this, this is involving a JLA-JSA crossover, but it is a Shazam-related question, here we go. Which story marked the first modern appearance of Fawcett's Bullet Man and Bullet Girl? We're also celebrating anniversary, yes.
Crisis on Earth S?
Crisis on Earth S. Okay. Bonus question?
Yeah.
Do you guys, which hero did the Spirit King possess to I have caused Mark Wade physical pain.
Excuse me, I need to whip out my business card here.
It is the Golden Age Flash.
No.
It's on my business card.
Is it?
Yes.
Definitely. Terrific.
Yes, that's on my business. The second issue with Batman going, you the murderer. I still feel guilty every time I pass a drugstore going, oh crap, Batman got me. I have been scarred for life by that issue.
And it's from how
Batman was accusing you.
Yes, that finger coming out from the cover, you're the murderer. They just don't make covers like that anymore.
No, no, there's a reason.
All right. We missed those days. All right. Who are the, this is a toss-up question. Who are the three villains who brought Jay Garrick out of retirement? Did that Mark?
Oh, Mark.
Yeah.
Got it. Shade, Thinker, and Fiddler.
Yes. Shade, Thinker, and Fiddler.
And I actually wrote that question.
Oh, well, I'm sorry that I didn't see.
Yes, I have.
Okay, bonus question for you guys.
Just so he can have a life.
Okay.
Oh, not with you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Which two heroes fought Solomon Grundy when he first returned to Earth?
Dr. Fate and Hourman.
Dr. Fate and Hourman.
Actually, it was three. Green Lantern shows up.
Green Lantern shows up, but I want to go. It was a Dr. Fate and Hourman story, and they're the ones celebrating.
Yeah, I sort of also wrote that one, too.
Okay. Well, jeez. Well, so but
yes.
Warped minds think alike, huh?
Apparently.
Warped minds think alike. All right, next question. Over in The Brave and the Bold, in the what I like to call the Bob Haney verse.
Earth B, everyone.
Earth B. Metamorpho had to break Bruce Wayne out of jail because another superhero was mind controlled. Yes,
Plastic Man.
Ah. And disguised, posing as Batman.
And here's a quick question for you. Who was Bob Haney's nephew?
Is that Alice Cooper?
Young Haney.
Chevy Chase?
Wow.
And you're not.
No, I'm not. No. But I've seen him on TV. All right. Bonus question. When the Scarecrow first developed his fear-inducing pill, how did Robin escape the illusion?
For some reason, I'm thinking of the Butterwolf episode of Teen Titans. That's not it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to stay away from the TV show. It's completely...
Sounds like I'm next year. It's the anniversary.
We can do the TV show next year? That's awesome. I'm ready with my Blu-rays.
Mm-hmm. Escape the pill.
All the way in the cold water or something.
What?
Escape the illusion.
I'm going to go with this. He had just worked with SMO.
I was going to go with, you know, Splash with Cold Water.
Go with
Splash with Cold Water.
No, it was very bizarre. Mark?
Was it by telling Batman their origins?
It does involve that. It involves the way that the Scarecrow threatened them, broke the spell because of their origins. But can you be more specific?
Remembering the courage of...
He threatened them with guns dangling on wires. The guns reminded Batman of his parents' death in the alley.
Right.
And the wires reminded Robin of the trapeze.
Right.
So, you're right. The courage of their parents broke them free. But no points there.
Wow.
But wait, right. Martha Wayne was a wimp. She was like, that quick courage.
Wow. I thought last year you made a remark to me that the last pro fan trivia match.
Hey, Tom? Too soon.
Yes.
Too soon.
It will always be too soon.
God knows.
All right. How did Dr. Fate defeat the Silver Age version of the Psycho Pirate? Yes, Tom.
He tore off the Medusa mask.
No. But it's similar enough. It's similar, but it's not.
He changed the expression on the Medusa mask?
No.
Yeah.
He
blanked the mask off so he couldn't make any expression.
Blanked the mask off. Covered it with a mask of magic that didn't do anything.
Yeah.
All right. That changed the expression of the mask, though.
It does change the expression.
That did change the expression.
All right. Want to give Tom the points?
No.
That's a read off, right?
And also, that changed the expression of the mask. It changed the overlay.
Yes, okay. There's a filter. He just put a nice little filter on it. What is the name of Rex Tyler's fiance? Yes.
Wendy Harris,
yes. Wow. Actress Wendy Harris. Same story. All right. Bonus question. Bonus to you guys. Well, I can't ask that.
You can't ask that.
Yours. What award did the Elongated Man win in his first appearance?
Crime Fighter of the Year, Flash of Close as Hell.
Crime
Fighter of the Year.
Pronounce the
word. It's not Crime Fighter of the Year.
No. Oh.
It's, what is
no, it? It was Central City Citizen of the Year, wasn't it?
It's Central City's Man of the Year Award, yes. And the Flash was jealous because he was nominated first.
Yep.
And so, yes, they shared it when that story. All right.
And Rob, stretches are all across the back of the J. Hands.
Complicated superhero name of the Year Award.
All right. So,
Right now, my win score is 150 pros, 105 fans.
100 how many?
Five.
Okay.
So we're 45 points ahead.
Correct.
So if we kill them now,
wait. All right. We're almost there. We're almost at the end of the questions I wrote. All right. Which Silver Age hero beat Mr. Fantastic and Invisible Girl in Getting Married? Yes, Mark.
Well, you know what? They're actually two ends. Getting married or having been married? Because...
I understand that. So I said getting married.
Then Elongated Man.
Elongated Man. And those having been married?
Hawkman and Hawkgirl.
Hawkman and Hawkgirl, yes. All right, so I can go to one of Tom's bonus questions.
Excellent.
Oh, my gosh.
I
did
like my first one. That's my first one. That's like that one.
All right. From the time of their Silver Age return until Crisis... The Justice Society elected five new members. Now, this is Tom's phrase. And curiously, including post-crisis, at some point, all but one of them, or a post-crisis version, joined the Justice League. Name these five heroes.
Wait a minute. It's that last part that just threw me off. So let's
try that question again.
Right. Yeah. All right. So, yeah. All right.
Robin.
Start it. Read the first part of the question again.
Okay, it's from their revival. Once they returned, they elected five new members.
Okay.
Sandy?
I don't know. Was he?
Vincent?
Was he really?
I could be wrong. I've been wrong.
Let's walk through. We know Robin.
Robin for sure.
Papa Bob, Red Tornado.
Red Tornado. Yeah, Red Tornado. That's two.
Right.
Well, where are we? Give us a chance.
Well, you know, I'm just kind of going through them one by one. I don't think Sandy was actually made a member. And then would it have been the Star Spangled Kid and Power Girl? I guess the Star Spangled Kid and Power Girl?
Yeah.
Star Spangled Kid and Power Girl, yes.
That's three and four, right?
Okay.
What's the 100th? Huntress, yes.
Yeah. All right.
All right. We are out of questions that Tom Galloway does not know.
That's it. That's all the questions you
have. Whoa, we're swapping out. All right.
Wow.
Now I have to take. No.
Oh, this is the way you get to play, too. This is good.
This is fun. I still don't get a
What's our score? Are we still kicking ass?
Yes.
Good. I'll steal Tom's radio show this.
Yeah. I like this toss-up, too. When Crypto first met the Space K-9 control agents, he was in disguise. Describe the disguise.
He
was a pair of glasses.
Correct. He was carrying a pair of Clark Kent's glasses in his cape. He had this dog running around wearing glasses in outer space to disguise himself.
Yeah.
That's a good point, sure.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. There we go. All right, we're 115.
Okay, and stop me if you heard this one. Or read this one. The JLA invited several heroes they'd worked with to their 100th anniversary meeting/party, such as Zatanna, Metamorpho, Adam Strange, and Elongated Man. However, they snubbed seven other non-Justice Society members. No, they cannot be Justice Society members.
Okay.
People who are not Justice Society members, but did appear on the first 99 covers. Name any four of those seven heroes.
Okay.
They were snubbed that it appeared.
Okay, they appeared on a cover at some point in the first cover. Okay. They were not in the 100th issue, and they were not Justice Society members.
Okay, so Metamorpho says no.
Right. Remember that I mentioned that Zatanna, Metamorpho, Adam Strange, and Elongated Man were there.
Oh, yeah. Right. So, so heroes who meet up here, and we're members in the 100 when they get the gigantic issue. Let's see. Batgirl hasn't shown up on a cover yet.
That's
when they come back.
He mentions Kara.
Phantom Stranger, yes, he shows up. Crap, Heroes. We have 5 minutes for each one. Yay!
And they're going to be gold.
All right, so what do we have here?
Anything goes?
I don't remember if it covers the moment, though.
Got a phone call here. No,
yeah, we're good. The Inferior Five.
Wrong.
But then we're going to cover five.
We got three. Thinking of the fourth one.
What are your three?
Robin.
Yep.
Sargon.
Yep.
Deadman.
Yep.
Mind
Grabber Kid.
And my Mind Grabber.
No,
Creeper.
Exactly.
Of course, the Creeper.
Also, Hawk Girl. Remember, she was crying on Hawkman's salt statue?
True. Okay.
Vigilante.
Yep.
Huh?
And Batgirl did show up on number six.
That's true.
All right. Darn my non-Mark Waid memory of JLA covers.
Our last question, I'm saying?
I think it'll be our last question. This is one you're probably going to think about. You know, this is a toss-up. At the end of Giant Size X-Men number one,
I've heard
the angel posed a question. What are we going to...
The answer is... Well, if he asked the question, what am I going to do with 13 X-Men?
That would be correct.
Yes.
There you go.
I was looking for the number.
There you go.
My God, he's up to five. He's up to four.
This is Mark's year. Let's hear.
Dan DiDio. Thank God you read all your comics the last month. Thank God.
Okay.
Well, it's an anniversary. I remember the old stuff. The new stuff.
So we have a bonus one, right?
I got one that's close. Let's see. We're looking for a really good one here. Let's go for this one. The Valkyrie debuted as the organizer of the Lady Liberators.
Yes.
Who were the other four members?
This is Ken. All right. So, Black Widow, Wasp, Enchantress.
Yes.
And who was the fourth? I think so. I'm trying to do that cover my head. Wasp?
Yep.
Black Widow?
Yep.
Enchantress?
No, because she was the Valkyrie, so that's not another member.
Sorry.
Howard, Scarlet Witch. And Medusa.
And what was that?
Medusa.
Can I thank you all for no Inhumans questions? Thank you so much.
Right. I don't know either.
Okay. And our final score is somewhere around...
It's 170 for the pros and 115 for the fans. Ooh. So,
wow.
Pros have taken it.
This is what happened when Mark Waid actually showed up.